Today is Monday, March 15th, 2010, and you are listening to Robert Lee Camp. Funny, I decided to do tonight's show about eights even before I realized that today is an eight of diamonds. And then I looked up the date today and I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I guess we're really going to have a show about eights tonight, prominently. For those of you who might not be familiar with what I'm talking about, our show is all about the science of the cards. This is an ancient system that's been around for a long time, but just recently really rediscovered and used. This system is the easiest and most powerful system of self-understanding and forecasting that exists. There is nothing that beats this. I mean, you could, I assume, with astrology, you might be able to do better. But that may take you a lifetime to get good enough. But with my books, and you can get into the system, and you can start doing readings for yourself within an hour of getting the book. And you can master this system in just about a year's time. That's what I tell people. If you're on it, you'll master it. So welcome to the show, everybody. What we do is we have a little talk in the beginning on a different topic every night, and then about sometime between 10 and 15 after the hour, we'll take a break. And those of you who have called in or will call in, you can ask me a personal question regarding your destiny or a question about how to use this card system. I was just thinking, I'm looking at the newspaper here, and Johnny Depp his picture, because he's in Alice in Wonderland. And wouldn't you know it, he's another eight of diamonds. It's really getting spooky here with the eights, people. And I bet you a lot of people who are eights are listening tonight. And some people have already emailed me and said, I'm married to an eight, or I know an eight. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about the eights tonight. So let's talk about eights. But first, let's talk about today, March 15th, 2010. Anyone born today is an eight of diamonds and a three of diamonds. This would be a double diamond. Double diamond. Eight and three. It's interesting about the eight. You know, the eight of diamonds has two threes in their life spread, a lot like the queen of diamonds. I have two threes, and the ace of diamonds has two threes. A lot of cards, several cards, not a lot. But this means there's a lot of creativity, tremendous creativity, in all eight of diamonds. Many of them express that creativity by having just a multitude of relationships. I met a guy who was an eight of diamonds in a class I taught once, and he came up to me and he said, yeah, I've been married five times and I'm looking for my sixth. He says his pickup line is, he goes up to a woman and says, hey, how would you like to be my next ex-wife? That was a funny way of looking at it. But, you know, hey, eight of diamonds. This is because they have a three of hearts in their Venus position. Three of hearts in Venus, okay? Now, the eight of diamonds also has three of diamonds in Neptune. And because today is a Pisces day, and this is a Pisces time of year, anyone born today has that three of diamonds as their ruling card. So today's birthday, despite, you know, I mean, even though there's already creativity from the three of hearts in Venus, the ruling card is three. So you're going to expect people born today to be extremely creative and have a strong desire for fame. So who do we have here? We'll start with the old people. Musician DJ Fontana, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, that's not necessarily creative, but look at the rest of the people. Judd Hirsch, actor. Phil Lesh, musician, singer Mike Love of the Beach Boys, rock singer Sly Stone, Let's see here. Howard Scott of War, Ry Cooter, Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, actress Park overall, movie director Rennie Harlan, the Fabio, the famous model, he's 49 today, getting up there, singer Terrence Trent D'Arby, a.k.a. Sananda Maitreya, rock singer Brett Michaels of Poison, R&B Rockwell singer, rock singer Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray. We have Mark Hoppus, rock musician, actress Eva Longoria. Now, you notice most of these people are singers or performers. This is a three thing. Creativity, you know. It's just amazing. We have Will.i.am of Black Eyed Peas. We have Joseph Hahn, rock DJ of Linkin Park, and rapper Young Buck. So that's just a, there's probably a lot more, but that just gives you an idea, a little bit of an idea. Wow, there's a lot of people who are born this day who they naturally gravitated towards very creative professions. Not just fame. Ada Diamonds wants to be famous too, but also creative. So famous for their creativity. And that leads us into our discussion tonight about eights. And I want to start out by talking about Scorpio. The planet Scorpio is ruled by the planet Pluto. It's also co-ruled by Mars, but we normally associate Scorpio with Pluto. And Scorpio is the natural ruler of the eighth house. What about that eighth house in astrology? The second house is considered, which is opposite the eighth, the opposite, is considered the house of your money, the money you earn. The eighth house is concerned with other people's money, money you get through inheritance, through marriage. So basically what I call it is Scorpios are interested in your money, people with a lot of Scorpio influence in their life. So Scorpio and Pluto are very strongly connected with all the eights. If you look at any eight birth card, and that can be eight of hearts, eight of clubs, eight of diamonds, or eight of spades, you're going to find in their chart strong scorpion aspects. It could be like Pluto, which is a lord of Scorpio, conjuncting a planet, trining it, sextiling, even squaring it. Or it could be just having planets in Scorpio that are really prominent. One way or the other, there's going to be a lot of Pluto there because you could not be an eight without being Pluto ruled. Now, if you know any Scorpios or if you are a Scorpio, you'll know that Scorpio is all about control. When a Scorpio feels threatened, they seek to grab hold and take control. This can be a good thing. In an emergency situation, Scorpios can act. They want to take control of the situation and act. But in a personal relationship, it can be very difficult because the control thing keeps them from really opening up and trusting other people. And now everybody who's an eight is going to have some of this control thing. And what the eight person has is that it's a gift, really. It's a gift and a responsibility. The eight person has the ability to focus themselves. You know, you take a three person, for example, or a five, and their energy will be here one moment and then over there the next. It's going from one direction to the other a lot, shifting around, changing. They can't stand being in one place at one time. They don't have that focus, threes or fives, for that matter, and other cards too. That focusing is difficult for a lot of cards. But the eight has the ability to focus. That means they'd be able to take all of their attention, all their energy, and put it in one powerful direction. They don't really have any more energy than you or I or anybody else, but whatever energy they have, they can gather it all together, and they can have it. They can focus it in one direction, and it's like taking all these water hoses that are squirting in different directions and lining them all up, and now you've got a really powerful stream of water, which can push a car over or something along these lines. See? Okay. So this is what we have going when you're with somebody who's an eight. They have this ability to focus. And this bestows upon them a certain amount of power. They know they can push and get their way. An Eight of Hearts will push emotionally. An Eight of Clubs will push conceptually through their ideas. An Eight of Diamonds will push with regarding value, what they want with their wants and desires and their values, where an Eight of Spades will push with their will and through their work. So they all do it. And if you're an eight, you're going to make enemies sooner or later. Because every eight, whoever lives in around an eight, gets pushed. People around eights get pushed. Now, some of them are a little less problemsome. I think the Eight of Clubs is probably the least pushy, but even they can be very pushy. It depends on the individual. You know, an Eight of Clubs is also one of the fixed cards. So they just kind of get really, really stuck in a certain conceptual pattern. This is what they came here to do. They came here to stick with a set of concepts and not change it for anybody. And, you know, if you're with an Eight of Clubs, don't expect them to change. They couldn't change if they wanted to. You understand? They weren't meant to change. That wasn't what they came here for. That's not their role. Their role is to show the world that they can have a set of values, and not values, but really, but principles that they live their life by and that they can go all the way with it. The only card in the deck that does that. Eight of Hearts. I was once flying in an airplane, and there was a young kid in the seat in front of me with his mother and his grandmother. He was about 2 years old or 3 years old. And I knew immediately he was an Eight of Hearts because he would scream bloody murder if he didn't get exactly his way. And he had his mother and grandmother wrapped around his finger. I mean, everybody in the plane. He had all of us because we all didn't want to hear him scream. And that kid could really scream. And I asked him what his birthday was, and sure enough, he was an Eight of Hearts. And then you have people like Richard Gere, who plays he was that first guy to play the gigolo in the movies. And it's the playboy card. And every Eight of Hearts I've met, they're either a playboy or a playgirl on some level. Then we have the Eight of Diamonds. And they're going to be fighting with people around money and values. They're going to be pushing their way. And they love to spend money. If they don't get a little charge once a month, you know, or twice a month or whatever, they got to. They don't feel alive unless they can spend a large sum of money ever so often. Every eight has to, they express their power in order to feel that sense of aliveness that comes with being as powerful as they are. That's how it works. That's, if you had the power, you would do the same thing. You would want to express it. An Eight of Diamonds expresses it by spending money on something large. It can't be a small expenditure. It's got to be something that's juicy and powerful, like a car, a house, a big boat, or something like that. Or a $10,000 wristwatch, whatever. The Eight of Spades is a very, very powerful card. And they can be very dominating around people. They're super workers. They expect everybody else around them to be super workers. They can be very, very pushy. And they have also the King of Clubs as a karma card, so they have a tendency to abuse power already. So out of all the eights, the Eight of Spades is most likely to be abusive with the power. But in my experience, they all do it. It's just a matter of degree. And this is how it is. But they're not really, they're just being the eight that they are. You know, every once in a while, you're going to get an eight in your reading. You're going to have an Eight of Hearts or an Eight of Clubs or Eight of Diamonds. And you're going to have an experience of being powerful yourself. And you're going to feel that power. You're going to know what it's like to be an eight. Because for a certain period of time, you're going to have the power to make something happen. And when you do, you're going to realize what it's like to be an eight. And along with that comes responsibility. Because if you have more power, you can do more damage. And if you end up doing more damage, you're going to create for yourself a lot larger version of hell than the average person who couldn't do much with it. An eight can be like a little baby with an atomic bomb, you know, a little rattle that's an atomic bomb. And if he throws a tantrum, he could blow up the whole world. It can be that way. That's sort of an exaggerated way of saying it, but that's how eights are. And you'll never not know. When you're around an eight, you'll always know because they're a force to be reckoned with. They always make sure that you know that when you're around them. So, that's my little talk about eights. If I missed anything about the eights that you'd like me to comment on, well, when you call in, let me know. I'd be happy to add something to what I've said. But I think that about covers it. And happy birthday, all you Eight of Diamonds who are born today. Okay, we're going to have a little break, and I've picked out a song that, this is a song called Transitions. And this is the feeling I got about this song. I composed the song first, and then as I was feeling it while I played it back, I thought, that feels like something I would like to listen to while I'm in the middle of a transition. So this goes out to all of you who might be having a transition in your life right now. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Be right back. And that was Transitions. I hope you enjoyed that. We are now opening up our phone lines. And first up is a caller who's calling in pretty much every week. His name is Lucky from New York. He's a Sagittarian Queen of Clubs. December 6, 1974. Are you there, Lucky?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Camp?
What's up, man?
I just need you to give me a brief breakdown. When you have a two of diamonds in your long range, how is that a breakdown when you have that actual person around you for the
Yeti
spread?
Well, there's a section in the Cards of Your Destiny book that tells you it's all about relationships. It tells you if somebody's your long-range card, what does that mean? If they're your Pluto card, what does it mean? If they're your result card, have you read that part?
Yeah, I did read that part.
Then what did you find out?
This particular person deals with financial, as far as partnership.
Wait a minute. What did you find out about somebody being your long-range card when you looked it up, when you read it? What did you learn about what does it mean when somebody is your long-range card? That's what I'm asking.
I think it's manifested as far as what did you want. I don't remember too much in detail.
Okay, you need to go back and read that, okay?
Right.
You need to go read what it means. I don't know what chapter it is. I don't have a book handy, but it's one of the first chapters in the book. It says it's all about the relationships for the year. So do you know somebody who's a two of diamonds?
Yeah, actually, they came across my I knew them for a minute, but I found out their card yesterday when I interacted with them.
Okay. Well, you know, could be a significant person. Could be. It's possible. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm going to have you go read about it, though. I'm not just going to tell you when it's right there in the book. I hope you don't mind.
No, I fully understand that.
Yeah, okay, cool. I mean, you have such great cards this year. I hope you're doing something big with it. Things should start to pop here really soon for you.
All right.
You know, so I want to hear some good things when I talk to you.
Most definitely, Mr. Kent.
Okay, so go talk to that two of diamonds. They know how to make money.
All right.
Okay, keep in touch.
All right.
All right, Lucky, take care. Okay, next up is Cindy from California. She's a King of Diamonds, just had her birthday, March 10th, 1954. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, I am. I'm also a frequent caller.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
And I was just wondering what you think the year is going to bring.
What do you want it to bring?
Lots of money, lots of live.
Yeah, are you really open for all that?
Well, you know, I like to think I am. I try to be.
Well, you know, it's like, okay. You know, they've proven that people who, like, win the lottery, most people that win the lottery who were, like, sort of poor, they go back to being poor within a couple of years of winning the lottery.
Yeah, I know.
And that's because they're really not comfortable having a lot. Okay? So the question is, what is your capacity to have? You see?
I don't know if it's the King of Diamonds or what it is, but there's always been that expectation that I should have a lot or more.
Well,
I don't know. But.
But see, the king has to make it happen. You know? The king has to make it happen. It's a king. Mm-hmm. It's not a follower card. It's a leader card, right?
Right.
So have you been taking a leadership role or not? You know, a lot of people who are born a card are not born that card because they have those qualities, but because they need to learn that they have them. They need to realize it.
Yeah.
To realize means to make it real. Okay, so maybe you're one of those kings who needs to learn how to make it real for yourself.
Well, I understand that portion, but I mean, if, you know, again, looking at my cards for the year, I mean, if you were going to just say something,
I'm not going to make any predictions for you because you may sit there and do nothing for another year. And you can make all your cards wrong.
No, that's not true. I just want to, you know, like what pops out at you.
Well, what pops out of me is that there's an opportunity for change. There's a huge opportunity for change here if you're willing to go it.
Right, okay. I guess I was, you know, I see that also, but I also see some dark cloud there with that ace of spades, and so.
Well, you're looking at it as a negative. I'm looking at it as a positive.
I know you've said that before, and why do you say that? If you wouldn't mind repeating
that. Everybody, sometimes we need some dynamite to get us to change.
Yeah.
You know, a gentle nudge just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Ace of spades,
so you're
Pluto means
the
I need to change. You have a five of spades displacement too. You have to be willing to let go. Your whole lifestyle needs an upgrade. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know if you're either going to kick and scream your way through it, or you're going to jump on the bandwagon and make it happen. Which is it going to be? The cards aren't going to make it happen.
No, it's not. Yeah, no, it's not. I understand why you're laughing, but I also have been thinking about it for a long time. It's just a matter of what I'm changing to, as far as like jobs, because I do have to have a job. You know,
I'm expecting something much better, but you know.
Yeah, I know. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. But you know, so
be
you
willing
say that
to change and ask God
year?
To tell you. You know. Ask God to tell you, well, what do I need
you
to change?
You say that this is a... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ask God to tell you, what do I... Ask God to say, what do I need to do to change? I'm ready to change. What do I need to do? Just tell me and I'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
Just have that conversation. And then watch what happens.
Okay. All right. So, can I ask you this? Are you saying that this is a good year for me?
It's good and bad is your interpretation. It's your label you put on it. You can make this the best year of your life. Are you ready to do that?
I'm talking about the cards, though. I mean, the cards all have meanings. Yeah, I can put, but...
They have meanings only in context of what you're doing in your life. They have no meaning on their own. It's all taken in context.
Okay, interesting.
Yes, there's no meaning to the cards outside of your context of who you are and what you're doing with what you have. That's very important to know, to understand.
Like you were talking about eights tonight, like the eight of spades is my environment card.
Yeah, that's a great card.
That's like the push I have to help me?
See, I hate to tell you this, but you, and I'm not going to spend much more time here because we have a lot of people waiting, but I will say this, you're waiting, you're hoping the cards are going to do it for you. You still are missing the point. Okay?
No, I understand what you're saying.
No, you're not.
I get what you're saying. No, I do. I do.
Well, if you did, you wouldn't be asking me those dumb questions.
Excuse me? That's a dumb question?
Yeah, it is because...
I'm just going by the books and what your cards say. Yeah, I can take it positive, negative. I understand all that.
No, this is way beyond the book. Okay, we're way past the book here, okay? We're into your life, all right? Not the book. So get it. You know, get the fact that it's all about what you make of it. It's not going to happen to you. No card is good or bad. It's up to you.
Okay.
It's absolutely up to you. Okay?
All right.
I see a great year, but what do you see?
All right. Thank you. That's all. Well, I just wanted to, Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. I can take it positive and negative.
Now, there's a King of Diamonds who still hasn't quite got the message about being a king. But she will. You know, maybe this will be the year. With that Ace of Spades Pluto and Four of Spades result, maybe she'll really tap in to what has been holding her back and then make a significant change. We have another guest on, Nancy from New Jersey, who was born December 25th, Christmas, in 1955. Are you there, Nancy?
Hi, yes. Hello, Mr. Camp. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. I was surprised to get on. I was trying last time, but I didn't get a chance. So I am born December 25th, of course, 1955. I'm a Six of Hearts and Six of Diamonds.
Yes.
I was liking to know as to what you see in the immediate future for me. A lot of things have happened in the last past 8 or 9 months that were a shock, and I just wanted to see how it was going to... smooth out.
Okay, so what's all that background noise?
I have you on a speakerphone so I can hear you better, because sometimes my phone will cut out.
Turn the radio. Turn your stereo, your computer stereo off.
Okay. How's that better?
Yeah, turn your speakers off so you have no sound, just you and I talking. Then you'll be able to hear me better. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm looking at your cards for this year, and so what's going on? I mean, what happened last year that was so significant?
Last year we had a really bad accident, and my son wound up having an injury to which we found he had problems with his kidneys and his heart.
Uh-huh.
And he's now doing dialysis, and we were in the middle of planning a move, and of course that got halted for a while, and then people lost their jobs, and that sort of thing.
So it sounds like it's more stuff happening to your family than it is to you.
Yeah, but it affects me somewhat, because I'm a very
because you're a big family person, right? So you're actually asking about your family more than yourself, aren't you?
Well, I wanted to know if the move that I'm planning is looking good to happen, and when you actually kind of like see it happen, and if my inheritances were coming through, and things like that.
Well, it looks to me like the inheritance is going to come through. You have a Ten of Diamonds as your long range card this year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, are there other members of the family involved in this inheritance?
No, just myself.
Just yourself? There's no other siblings to...
No, my sister is taking care of situations, and I feel that somehow she's not doing it right, or she's held back, certain monetary values. And that
well,
sort
when money's involved, family members have been known to kill each other. You know this, right? There's no love between family members when there's money involved and they both feel entitled to it.
Well, yeah, I understand that point.
And so is your sister a thief?
Things.
Is she a thief? Is your sister a thief?
Most of the family members not trusting in her.
Is she a thief, your sister?
Well, I don't know about thief, but I think she's very... She tries to play a dominant role and tries to take over and... different things like that.
What's her birthday?
She was born September 25th, 1962.
September 25th, 1962.
September, the ninth month.
Right, 1962. Okay. Yes. Well, I think she'll be okay, actually. I think knowing her birthday, I think she'll be an okay executor of the estate, and it's all going to work out well for you financially. So... that's going to be good. As far as the move goes, I can't really say, actually. I don't see... when were you planning this move?
August,
okay. Well, that's not the best time of the year for you to plan a move, but I don't see anything stopping you this year. So I'm just saying there's no problem with that time period. It is the Saturn period of the year. It's usually the time of year when things... go wrong or have problems, but I don't think it could be stopped. I don't think anything here can stop you. Okay?
When do you see the inheritance coming through?
I don't know. It doesn't say. There's not an indication of exactly what month. It just says it's going to happen this year.
And as far as people getting jobs, will they be
getting
jobs anytime soon?
I don't know about your family because I'm only reading for you right now.
Oh, okay.
I have to look in their cards, and we can do that on another call if you want to call back.
Okay. All right.
Will I ever marry? Will I get my business that I always wanted?
So, hello?
Wait a minute.
I only allow people one question. I'm sorry, but I only allow them one question on the show because there's a lot of people waiting. So whoever's talking to you, have them call back another time, and I'll be happy to talk to them. Okay?
Great. Thank you, Mr. Camp.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Okay, that was interesting. An inheritance, yeah, Ten of Diamonds long range. I would say so. Most likely that's going to be happening. Okay, we're going to take another break here, and we're going to listen to another song. I used to fly ultralights. The first thing I learned to fly before I learned to fly an airplane was ultralights. And ultralights are amazing because they're really different, because you're out there and it feels like you're really like a bird, because there's not much between you and the air. So it's very, very exciting and beautiful at the same time. And this song reminds me a lot of how it felt to be up there, just being able to fly wherever I wanted and fly around like a bird. And that was Flying. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay, next up tonight is someone else who just had a birthday. Her name is Pat from Texas, and her birthday is March the 13th, 1948. Are you there, Pat?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
What can I do for you?
I don't know a whole lot about cards, but my question would be, like, what do you see coming up for me this year? And if you need one particular arena, I guess that would be financially. I'm owed a lot of money, and I am completely out of money, and I've been unemployed for a year and a half now.
Well, how nice. You didn't have to work for a year and a half. That's cool.
Yes, it's the first vacation I've had in my whole life, because I started working when I was 5 years old.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Most of it. The fear factor got dicey on occasion when it looked like I was running out of unemployment, and that's where I am now, running out of unemployment and down to literally my last $5.
Well, let me tell you something about your card. You're a Ten of Diamonds, which is considered and is known as the most blessed card in the deck. Okay.
Wouldn't know it by my life.
Oh, yes, I would know it by your life. I would exactly know it by your life. As a matter of fact, just what you've been describing is exactly that. I mean, every time you get into a tight spot, you always get bailed out by the universe. Do you know that?
Well, I do know that, because I've had my life saved on many occasions by very strange circumstances.
And I guess it's going to happen just like that again. Okay?
Any chance that the $12 million the government owes me, that they're going to pay me?
I wouldn't count on it. But you will be protected, and you will have money. You won't have extra lots of money, but you will have money, and you won't have any problems financially all year. Guaranteed.
Hmm.
Okay? So you can just forget about money and start thinking about what do you want to do to be happy. See?
Oh, I know. I just can't seem to get there.
Well, you're just not looking in the right place, you know. Like, what about love?
Oh, I love. It's not returned.
Well, the biggest problem that all Ten of Diamonds have, and especially the women, is it's impossible to give them anything. They cannot receive. So they end up with stingy men, because that's what fits their inner state, which is, don't give to me. Let me give, but don't let anybody give to me.
Well, okay? I don't consider myself like that, but I definitely could be subconscious, because the person that I do love does love me, but he stayed away to protect me from others.
Well, I'm talking about money here, not love. Okay? I'm talking about money, not affection and love. The Ten of Diamonds has a hard time receiving from other people.
Which, you mean hard time receiving money?
That's right. That's correct.
So is there any way, or can you give me any directions from the cards as to how to remedy that? Because it's definitely subconscious. It's not conscious.
Yes, I agree. I'm just telling you this to help you sort of start thinking about it, okay? Like, why do I say no when people offer me things? See? So, the only suggestion I have is to read my book that I wrote about prosperity called The Big Money Book. It's available on my website. It'll cost you $15 plus shipping. And
well,
it can
considering
change
I only have $5, I'll have to wait.
Trust me, dear. If you want anything bad enough, you can always get the money. There's never an issue of not
having
enough.
Yeah, well, people say that until they're in the situation I'm in.
So if it's worth it to you to look at yourself and change your life, you'll find the money for it, always. It's a matter of value. Okay?
Thank you.
So I've told you that you're going to be protected all year regardless, and that's good news.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
Right. And next up is an Ace of Diamonds Leo from California named Anne, August 12th, 1962. Are you there, Anne?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm just curious what you see in store for me as far as career. I am unemployed for the first time in 15 years, and I'm enjoying it because my daughter is a junior in high school and I have one in college, and I actually am really loving what I'm doing because I'm getting unemployment because my boss unfortunately had to quit work because he had Alzheimer's, but I would like to do something meaningful with, you know, at some point. And so I'm curious if you see me making a move soon, or if you see me maybe being able to help my husband with his business. And I would love it if I could do that and bring in money, but just don't know if I can work with him.
You know, Ace of Diamonds women usually have to do things on their own. You're an Ace of Diamonds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They generally have to have their own career thing going. It's very important to an Ace of Diamonds because Ace of Diamonds are here to find their own worth in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work so well if you have to share that with somebody else or help somebody else because you're not fulfilling your own deep desire to see what you can actually handle and do in your life. Okay?
Okay.
So I see you the rest of this year, no problems. Okay? Good. Even though you just started the most difficult period of the year, which every year around this time is the hardest time of the year for you. You have such great cards this year that nothing could hurt you at all. Okay? And next year, this after your next birthday, will be a year when you can achieve a lot of success in something to do with publishing, education, writing, something in the communications field, okay?
Hmm.
Now it may be too soon for you to know exactly what that is because you got a few more months before your birthday.
Right.
But be looking. Be looking for something that involves communication. It could be anything, you know. I don't know. You've obviously worked in some kind of communication field before. You were employed, right?
Yeah, I was an office manager, but I definitely don't want to do that anymore. I was thinking about doing, this is when I asked about my husband, because I was thinking about doing marketing for, he's a mortgage banker, and he actually survived the last few years, which I guess we're going to be okay since he survived the last few years, but he definitely needs somebody to do the marketing. And so I was thinking about doing that just because it's not working directly with him, but it could directly help us both.
Uh-huh,
but
sure.
I'm not sure about it, but I have been thinking about that.
Well, that may be a thing, but it has to be something where you get to accomplish something and you get to realize that you did it yourself. That's
like
the important.
I create the program, I do the program, and I get rewarded for the program.
That's right. those are the ingredients that will bring the fulfillment you look for. It won't happen like in a way like being a partner or something, you know, like that as much.
I'm
not saying that this is a bad idea to help your husband, but I think for your own fulfillment, you're going to want to do something that you can say, look, I had the idea, I started it, I made it happen, it was successful, yay for me!
Okay. So you see, because the last few years have been pretty rough financially, but do you see that getting straightened out? You see it coming like it's not quite as rough?
Well, I don't see any problems financially.
Okay.
I even see a potential windfall coming in between now and your birthday.
Hmm. That's
interesting. Yeah. So, you know.
So we'll see. Okay, well, that's what I was just... I'm just gonna keep my mind open then, because I'm not in any big rush to do anything. I'm enjoying being home and exercising and stuff I haven't done for a long time, so... But
yeah,
I do want to do something down the road here. So
yes, but be looking around and ask yourself, you know, what do I see out there that looks really interesting to me, if anything? Okay.
Okay, and you think it through networking, and you think it'll be through communication and some kind of
some form of communication, education, communication, something that do with information, not just buying and selling something, unless it's information.
Right.
Reaching out to a lot of people somehow. Okay? Like through promotions, advertising, or writing a book or whatever. Something like that. So just be looking for that. It'll show up before your birthday. I guarantee it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Great having you on the show.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night. Okay, next up here is, we're getting right through them. This is good tonight. We have Crystal from Alberta, Canada, April 29th, 1955. Are you there, Crystal?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm just about finished my year, as you know.
Yeah.
And this was a this year I just went through was a tough one. I a lot of hard work and lost a couple of people. I really, well, one was an animal and one was a person, but two people I cared about. So
Ace of Spades, long range will do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, it will. And so now this year is coming to a close.
Yes.
And it's time for you to discover something that will get capture your whole attention and get you going in a new direction.
Okay, do you mean that by career or with a person? I've kind of been, as you know, I'm a five of clubs, and my planetary card's Ace of Spades, so I'm a bit of a loner. I have been for the last 5 years by my own choice, and I've been pretty happy that way, but now I'm starting to feel like I wouldn't mind having a companion, so I'm just wondering if there's anything like that coming up for me this year. Or
why don't you have like three companions? That would be even more fun.
I might do that too.
Just don't tell the other two, you know.
Yeah, I won't.
Keep that between you and your, you know.
Yeah.
The more secret it is, the more fun it is.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm looking at the next year, and guess what? One of your long-range cards for the whole year is the Three of Hearts.
Yes.
So you're definitely going to be, you know, getting involved again, and it's not going to be just one.
Okay.
Maybe it's just like, maybe you just need a year of like kind of, you know, getting back into practice, you know.
I think so, yeah.
You get like a learner's permit, you know, and you go out on a date and you say, hey, do you mind if I practice on you a little bit?
Right.
And the guys will go, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead. I'd make my day. So, you know, that'll be good. I think you're going to have a really, really fun year in terms of that.
Okay.
Okay? And, I mean, anything, even career or something, if you have a career, would go really well this year. It's just a special year. It's going to be a lot more fun than last year, I guarantee it.
Yeah, last year was just hard work. That's all I did. So.
Yeah. Well, it was transformation year for you. That's tough. Ace of Spades, long range.
Do you see a move in that year coming up? Or?
I mean, you know, there's all kinds of move cards. You know, people can move, and you have strong move cards, but not until like 2011. You know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. My Neptune's got all fives, so I thought maybe.
But that five of spades
there.
You have in Uranus, though, is stronger. That's probably a stronger indication. So that would be my bet if I were betting.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Well, good. Then you can, you know, this is what you can do with the cards. It's so cool. You can actually plan on this, you see.
Right.
You can make do your planning around this and make it all happen. Right on schedule.
Well, that's awesome.
All right. Well, great having you on the show, Crystal.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck in your new year.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, our next caller is from the East Coast, staying up late, is Jennifer, who is a double king. Double king, August 26, 1983, King of Hearts, King of Diamonds. Are you there, Crystal? Jennifer, sorry.
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I talked to you back in December and talked to you quickly, and you were telling me, I was asking you about my love life. And you told me, don't worry, I'll get laid before the end of the year. Well, I'm updating you that I did, but it wasn't good. But it did happen. It did come true. But other things that have happened lately, actually, I was wondering about the King of Diamonds who has recently entered my life and what maybe, like, you could tell me about him. Because it's pretty crazy how everything happened, how I met him. And that how I actually
and what's his birthday?
Came
is
about to connecting with he's May 6th, yeah.
How did I know? You know how I knew? Because your long range card is a four of clubs, one of them. That's his ruling card.
Oh,
that's
wow. Because I don't have my book in front of me right now.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't have my book in front of me now. I let someone use it, and I'm going crazy without it. I'm like, I need my book back. I think I'm about to go to Barnes & Noble and buy another one and just let that person keep it.
Well, that's a really good birthday for you. I mean, you guys are very compatible. There's no doubt about it. Okay?
Yeah, it seems to be so far. And it's really funny how we met because I was at work, which I told you before, I worked at a casino, and you told me your friend, who was also the same birthday as mine, you know, played blackjack. But, yeah, I worked at the at a casino, and I met him there for, like, 2 minutes. And then, like, a week or two later, I hear all my friends saying that they're on, you know, dating websites. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to try this out. And, well, he was the only person I responded to. I started talking to him on the phone, and all of a sudden he's like, wait a second, I know you. We met each other a couple weeks ago. And it was just crazy how it all happened.
Well, that's,
you know, and
yeah,
like
that's
his
pretty
dad
cool,
just died
actually.
Yesterday,
that's
too.
Cool. That's kind of like a good omen, you know?
Yeah, and his father, actually, like I went and met him, and then his father just got really sick and passed away yesterday, actually. And
wow.
I've been there for him. Yeah, like while this is going on, and it's been pretty intense and really interesting. And we're just like the opposite a sex version of each other. Like he is the, you know, the male version of or female or male version of me. I'm getting that all mixed up. But
yeah,
it's
just
crazy.
You're moon to him, which is a perfect marriage connection. You know, I mean, the connections you have are great. It's ideal. This is a man who could actually handle you. A lot of men couldn't handle you. He can, you know. And I find that women who are kings, they need that. They need a man who is as strong as they are. See?
Yeah, he's 6'3", and he's also a martial arts fighter, so it's like really me, yeah. And
you don't
another
give
thing.
Him shit.
What's that?
You don't want to give him any crap, you know.
Oh, yeah. And another thing that's interesting that I've looked at in my Ten of Diamonds is my Cosmic Lesson and Result card. And I just heard you saying how that's the most blessed card, you know, of the deck, and how you're always bailed up by the universe, which I always feel like I'm very lucky. Somehow I always get what I need. I always get by. And I just found that interesting.
Yeah.
My last relationship, because I haven't dated somebody for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And I kind of had a pretty traumatic, but I learned a lot, and I changed a lot from my last relationship. And the funny thing is he was a Ten of Diamonds.
Oh, interesting.
And
interesting.
I just thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of Mars energy with a King of Diamonds, with a Ten of Diamonds for you. A lot of Mars energy.
Yeah.
So,
another thing that I just...
You guys are either going to get married or you're going to get divorced. I don't know which. In October. Okay. It could be marriage, though.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I think so, too. I have some crazy feeling inside about him. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, it's
sounds
good.
Another thing I found really interesting, too, that I actually read when I was reading about the King of Clubs, because my brother and his wife are both King of Clubs, and I was reading how usually the mothers of a King of Clubs is a King of Hearts. And it's funny because my mom's a King of Hearts, I'm a King of Hearts, my grandmother's a King of Hearts. My sister has a King of Hearts also. It's her planetary ruler. There's all these King of Hearts in my family. Even my other grandmother was a King of Spades, I think.
You guys come from a lot of powerful women
amazing.
In your family, sounds like.
What's that?
You have a lot of powerful women in your family.
Yeah.
Well, great. You know, keep in touch and let us know how things are going. Be interesting to hear how this develops.
Yeah.
And if you guys decide to get married, give me
a
call. I will, or email me. I'll help you pick a marriage date.
Oh, yeah, that would be so cool. I know I told, like, that was one of the first things when we emailed each other online that I told him, because I was like, I see you're a Taurus, but can you tell me your birth date? And then I said, if you think this is weird, you know, don't answer it. So he answered. He's like, yeah, I'm interested. He's like, I'm May 6th. I'm like, you are the successful business person card. And he was like, wow, tell me about all this stuff. So when he came over, I was totally popping out the book, showing him everything. And I have a meditation group that I do on Mondays, actually at 6 p.m. every night here in Florida. And all of us, like, read your book in there and everything like that. We're always talking about it and bringing it up. And
wonderful.
My roommate,
thank
actually.
You.
I was at,
you know,
my
youngest son is the same birthday as your man. He's a May 6th King of Diamonds. And he's a stubbornest little thing.
Well, if this doesn't work out, then you'll have to introduce me to him.
Yeah. Well, he's only 12 years old, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling. It's great to hear your story.
All righty.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're probably going to have time for one or two more callers. We have a King of Spades on the line from Washington named Keith, January 1st, 1953. Are you there, Keith?
I'm just had a question about my health this year. I've been I've had 2 stents in my heart, and this year I've had some stomach problems, and I'm just wondering how's my health looked perking up for this year.
Okay, so you know, excuse me. I'm looking at your cards, okay, and this health thing is something you're going to have to really take total responsibility for. This is what I'm seeing, okay? I mean, it's kind of a strange thing to say to somebody. I don't even know you. But what the cards are saying is that for you to have good health, you're going to have to, like, make this your priority and focus all your attention on it. Okay?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because it's showing up this year as a challenge for you, not like an easy thing, but something you have to work at, something you have to do, like you have to do something different than you normally do. You have to take a different approach. I don't know, you know, I have no idea what your approach has been. I don't really need to know, because the cards just say that it has to be something different and probably something that, you know, you might be somewhat resistant to it on some level. Naturally resistant to it for some reason, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, you have a very scary, what I would call scary card in Saturn this coming year. Well, let me see. You have the Ace of Spades in Saturn. So you have to be proactive. If you're not proactive, something is going to make you change. And you don't want to do that, you know. Now, do you know that you're a King of Spades?
Yes.
So you know you're the strongest, most stubborn card in the whole deck?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't feel that way.
You don't feel stubborn?
My wife thinks I'm stubborn. But...
We'll have to ask your friends. Okay. But
I'm very
easygoing
all the time.
Well, yes, but there's a fixed quality to you. There's some part of you that's really fixed, you know? And there's 3 cards in the deck that are fixed, like you. And all 3 of those cards have a lot of difficulty with changes. Okay? Significant changes. So this is a year for change for you. And your health is going to have to come first, above everything else. You know, I'm not sure what the rest of your life involves, but I'm seeing that health is going to have to become a high priority. The Saturn, the negative aspect of that Saturn card can be, you can get around it by being aware and taking action. That's how it works. I've seen really scary Saturn cards come and go and nothing happened because somebody was aware of it and taking appropriate action.
Yeah.
See? And when it comes to health, that means proactive.
Yeah, like I should start working out when I haven't usually worked out very much.
Exactly. You know, you got to do everything in your power to give your body support for what it's going through. The body naturally, you know, wants to heal itself. I mean, that's the nature of the human body. It's very resilient, really. And you're not somebody who has, I don't think you have any genetic weakness. I think your health problems are most likely caused by a lifestyle thing. You know, whether it's not exercising.
No, it's not a lifestyle. I have twice the biggest particles of cholesterol in my blood than everybody else.
Okay.
And I have no history of heart problems, no history of anything like that. It's just they said it was just a luck of the draw, genetic.
Oh, okay. All right. So that sounds like, you know, what I would call karmic. You know, it's like something that you couldn't have averted even if you had wanted to. You know.
No.
But you can do something with it now. It's not like a death sentence or anything. You know, it's you can take action now and do the right thing, and the best thing will happen.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's the best I can say about it from what I see here.
Dying.
Okay.
It's beeping.
What's that?
My cell phone is beeping, I think.
Oh, maybe you're out of, your battery's dead or dying.
My battery's getting low,
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing, and let us know, you know, keep in touch or call back again. We'll talk about it some more.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take one more call, and then we're going to call it a night. And I apologize to those of you who are still waiting. We're going to talk to Kristen from Baltimore, Maryland, whose birthday is June 19th, 1974. Are you there, Kristen?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me? Thank you. This is my first time ever doing this.
Well, good. You're a radio show virgin.
Yes, sir.
do you know anything about your cards or anything? Have you ever heard about your cards or anything?
I stumbled upon your website through Google.
Oh, okay. What? All right. Well, okay. So you're a jack of clubs. Just so you
okay.
know. So what question would you have about this year that I could help you with?
Okay. I'm in love with a person. I don't know if I'm ever going to see them again, let alone be with them again. Every psychic I've ever talked to says yes. I don't know. I want to know yes or no if I'm going to. And am I going to marry this person? And
why
when?
Why don't you ask him?
It's best to not talk to him right now.
Why?
It sounds crazy, but he's trying to overcome some issues with drugs, and I'd rather him be healthy and happy than hindered by my voice right now.
Okay. Well, you know, that's fine, but at some point have you made your feelings known to him?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so he knows that you love him and want to be with him.
Yes.
And what does he say?
That he loves me too, and he needs time to heal. He needs time to be away. He can't trust himself to come back to Maryland right now. Unfortunately for me, that's where I live and work and breathe.
And what's his
He's
birthday?
In another state.
What's his birthday?
Huh?
What's
September 25th, 1980.
Okay, give me one second here. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think he's an honorable guy. That's just my... He's a lot younger than you, I guess. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I put in the wrong year for you. He's not that much younger than you. Sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I can look and see if he shows up in your cards at some point, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't see him anywhere between now and your birthday. And if I look at next year, let's see here. Well, actually, there's a strong chance you're going to make contact with him right around your birthday or right after your birthday. That's what I see here.
Mm-hmm.
And
contact as in, hey, how you doing over the phone? Or he's coming back to see me or
something significant
to be with me.
Something significant, huh? not insignificant, significant, something significant.
Such as? Treat me like I'm stupid, because I am at this whole thing. I'm just, my poor brain.
Well, what would be significant to you?
To come home and stay with me and be with me and love me and
yeah, okay.
Make my whole
so that's
world.
That's what I said, significant. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I don't know exactly. I mean, unless he dries out, unless he makes a change, if he comes back, it'll be worse for you, you know. But if he's changed, if he's done the work that he has to do, then it could be good. A lot depends on what he does between now and then. You know, I hope you don't want him back in this current state, you know.
No.
That would, as much as you love him, that would be self-destructive on your part, you know?
Right.
It would be like hurting your own self to have him. And I hope you wouldn't do that.
Right.
Okay.
No.
So, he's definitely going to show up in your life and make a standing. And I mean, it's just showing that like there's a potential there that you guys are going to be living together. That's what I see. Okay. But there's no guarantees, but that's what I see. All right?
Mm-hmm. Is this a man I'm supposed to marry?
it's the man you want to marry, so naturally it is the man you're supposed to marry.
Does my car say that?
It doesn't have to be that complicated, really. You know, if you want him, then it's meant to be. That's all that it takes. It's not that complicated. Okay?
Okay, well, does it show that he wants that in return?
I think he does. I think he does. I really think he does. See, nothing's going to keep you from having doubts. You know that, right?
Really?
Nothing I say is going to stop you from like going back and forth about it in your head.
You have no idea. My poor brain. I'm surprised that smoke doesn't come out of my ears.
Oh, I can tell. I can tell just talking to you. You're driving yourself crazy. Probably people around you, too.
Well, I try not to. I've tried to get a handle on that. But
Well, I'll give you a little. I can give you a little suggestion on that, how you can make that happen more. Would you like to hear it?
I sure would.
Okay. Stay out of the future.
I see. Okay.
Because, you know, right now, everything is fine. Right this moment, you're good. And you're forgetting that every time you run off into the future and start worrying about what's going to happen, see?
Okay.
Try just hanging out in the present moment and see, because when you do that, your future starts to turn out better automatically. That's how it works.
Okay.
It's a little secret.
Well, I do have one futuristic question, if you don't mind.
Oh, besides that one?
Kind of. I mean, it falls into that category. I keep having a dream that this person and I have a child together. Is that, just my subconscious wanting that, or?
If you guys live together, do you think you're going to have sex?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't trust them like that yet. It takes a long time.
You don't what?
I don't trust many people like that. And I'm also going to be 36 in June, and I don't have children.
Are you are you sexually hung up and are you sexually disabled? Mentally?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, so you have between now and your birthday to go see a counselor and get this sexual thing fixed, all right?
Well, you got to remember, when you're doing drugs, your sex drive is no good.
Are you doing drugs too?
No, God,
we're not talking about him, we're talking about you.
Right, well, it takes two.
If he comes back, trust me, this guy likes sex, trust me. He'll want it. You don't have to worry about that. But you have to be ready. You got to get over your hang-ups. Okay? Yeah, he's not hung up about sex, believe it or not. He's not.
No.
You are. So you get that fixed before he gets back, and then you'll be ready to receive him. See? Go take some sex classes or something. I have known so many Jack of Clubs women that are hung up about sex. It's so weird. I don't know what it is about you guys. You know? What is it?
Well, you know, you're afraid you're going to, make a mistake or do something wrong.
Too much in your head about it. It's not a head experience. It's not a mental exercise. It's not an argument.
Get nervous.
Well, deal with go to a counselor and find out talk about it and find out what your fears are and get in touch with those emotionally. You know what I mean?
I think I know what it is.
Well, knowing what it is hasn't made a difference, has it?
No.
You still have it. So, see, that's a Gemini thing. Oh, if I know what it is and... then that's enough. But it doesn't make a difference. So my
suggestion is, she's got me all over the place.
Do something that changes your behavior, okay? That's what you got to do. It's been great talking to you, Kristen, but we're going to go. We're over time, and I appreciate having you as my guest tonight.
I think you're wonderful, and I just stumbled across you yesterday.
Well, get my books. You'll love it. Get love cards. It'll tell you everything about you and him, all the things you don't even know yet. All right. Thank you, Kristen.
Wow. Thank
Have
you.
A great
Good night.
Night. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, fortunately, we have the freedom to go over on these shows. Isn't that nice? I love that. We are so fortunate. So we're going to end now after an hour and 17 minutes of talking. And we're going to end, as we always do, with our favorite song, which is called Gayatri. The Gayatri Mantra, an ancient Indian chant that has more or less a hypnotic effect if you just listen to it and just let it sink in. Thank you all for being here tonight. It's been great being with you, and I look forward to another show next week. Have a wonderful night and have a wonderful week.
Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya-vimahi Deyo-yo-na-prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya-vimahi Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi
Deyo yo na prachodayam.